Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Baltimore Sports Talk with your hosts Rob McQuay and Jeff Coles, also featuring Philly Jeff Dye. Now, get your game on.
All right, folks, welcome to Baltimore Sports Talk here in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm Rob McQuay, your host, and my co-hosts, Jeff Coles and Philly Jeff Dyer. And, gentlemen, welcome. We've got a lousy day here in the Charm City as far as weather goes, but very sunny Monday morning as far as our sports go, as both the Baltimore Ravens and the Baltimore Orioles were able to pull out wins yesterday, both in comeback fashion.
You can thank Ohio for both the sports and the weather, because we sent both of those your way.
That's right. All right. Folks, we are going to talk football and baseball this next half hour. But first of all, we're going to start with baseball. We're going to bring in a guest here, and some of you may or may not know. And by the way, those that are out there passing by, listening, whatever, you can give us a call. Excuse me, you can give us a call at 323-410-0028 to talk about anything you want to talk about. But we have a guest for the first half of the show. And some of you may or may not know about Major League Baseball looking to expand, and something they haven't done in almost 30 years, I guess, or 30 years. No. What was the last expansion? Was it 88 or 98? Now I can't remember. I have to look that up.
It was 94, right? The Marlins and the
it was
the
98. Okay. Diamondbacks
and
the Devil
Rays. That's right. And the Devil
Rays. And the Devil Rays. And, of course, because of our crazy politically correct society, we can't call them Devil Rays. Anyway, we won't sue that. Anyway.
Satanically challenged Rays.
It's a darn fish or something like that. Mammal or whatever. Okay. So our guest is Rick Curtis. Rick is the founder and CEO of the Charlotte Bats. And Rick is making a play for expansion of Major League Baseball into Charlotte, North Carolina. It's one of the largest markets in the country that does not have a Major League Baseball team. Of course, we know about the Carolina Panthers, so the Charlotte Hornets, and all of that, but no baseball. And so we're trying to bring Major League Baseball to Charlotte. And, Rick, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on here.
All right, Rick. So baseball is not foreign to Charlotte, because Charlotte has hosted minor league teams there for quite some time. I don't remember the history. You probably will. But Baltimore Orioles at one time had the Charlotte O's there. In the 80s, I think it was 90s. And in fact, Eddie Murray and Cal Ripken both went through Charlotte on their way to the big leagues, and it's been home to a bunch of other teams. So tell us what you're trying to do and how you're doing it, and how you go about getting a major league team in Charlotte.
Well, I moved to Charlotte about 10 years ago from Los Angeles. And when I moved out here, out of curiosity, I just wondered, why doesn't Charlotte have a major league baseball team? Since we got pro football and pro basketball, we have a hockey team in Raleigh, and it's growing, and a lot of transplants, a lot of jobs. And so I kind of, out of curiosity, just did some homework on it and realized, wow, we can support it. So I just started a Facebook page called Let's Bring MLB to Charlotte. And just to get the word around, I put a petition up there, and it was amazing. All these people that said, yes, let's do this. Charlotte would love to have a Major League Baseball team. And so people kept corresponding more with me, and it's just been growing and growing ever since. And so I've been contacting my mayor, the city council. I've contacted Rob Manfred. I've contacted Major League Baseball to tell them, you know, that Charlotte would be a great place for Major League Baseball in the future.
Now, when you contacted the commissioner, what did he respond to you personally, or did you get somebody in the office, or how did that go?
I contacted through an email. Last summer, Commissioner Manfred selected Charlotte with 8 other cities for Major League Baseball in the future. So I just wanted to give him a personal note to say thank you for choosing our city and about what we've been doing. I haven't heard anything since. I know he's a really busy man right now. But I've made some contacts with people in Major League Baseball. And it's not a matter of if or maybe, it's when. And Charlotte will get a Major League Baseball team. The big question is when.
Okay, so MLB has named Charlotte one of the 8 potential cities for expansion to go into. So I guess you've made the, would you call it the first cut, or second or third cut, or whatever?
Yeah, we made the first cut. I know Charlotte has been rumored for many years, and in the mid-90s. The Minnesota Twins almost moved to Charlotte. And the man that wanted to buy him is actually from North Carolina. He actually owns the Charlotte Knights. And so, unfortunately, it fell through at that time. But Charlotte has been rumored for years to get a Major League Baseball team. So it's eventually going to happen, just when.
Well, I think Jeff Coles has another idea there. Jeff, go.
I think there's a team over in Philadelphia that would really love to move there.
The Philly. We call it Mike Schmidt Ballpark. That'd be great.
Yeah.
There you go.
Richie Ashburn Way, Steve Carlton Drive.
Oh, no.
That'd be
you
great.
You are not thieving our history like the Baltimore Ravens have thieved a certain history.
Hey! No! That is not true. It was the Indianapolis Colts that stole the Baltimore history. The Ravens did not.
And you stole the Cleveland Browns. So there.
But not the history. Not the history. And not the color.
No,
same thing.
I would suggest to the gents down south that I think that maybe that there are existing clubs that might be consideration, and I think somebody mentioned the Minnesota Twins, who basically, I guess, before were the Washington Senators. So that,
yes.
You know, right. And maybe Minnesota's ready to get rid of them after the delightful year they've had this year.
Yeah, and a poor Paul Mahler. I'm a huge Paul Mahler fan. He did great last season. This year, it's just...
Yeah, the poor Twins. Would you still, Philly Jeff, would you follow the Charlotte Bats if the Phillies moved there and became the Charlotte Bats? By the way, would they become the Charlotte Bats, or would they become the Charlotte Phillies?
Well, I think when a team moves, I think it'd be kind of neat to rebrand, kind of like when the Browns moved to Baltimore,
yeah.
Became the Ravens, right. They told the team. Well, I know the city kept the name and the colors. So I don't know if that city would keep them as well, but I just think a whole rebrand would be good. If I can expand more on that, I think I am all in favor of the team relocating. And I think the team that would be perfect for Charlotte would be the Tampa Bay Rays. They have horrible attendance. They've led all of Major League Baseball
and
bad attendance
in that stadium.
It's a dump. It's a dump, that stadium. And
Honestly,
playing St. Petersburg. And I know the commissioner is trying to get to the stadium. He told me you need a new stadium. And they're looking still at St. Petersburg. I don't know why they moved to Tampa. But it's a great market for Major League Baseball. I mean, look at Miami. They have bad attendance, too. And Miami is a big, growing, flourishing city. And they can't even support it.
Yeah.
I just think
having
another team in the South, to be a rival with the Braves, I think it would be great. Like that of the South, and we have so many on the West Coast and in the Midwest and East Coast, and yet the South kind of is ignored for Major League Baseball. And I think a team in Charlotte or and even a team in Nashville, I think that'd be great. It'd be a great rivalry, and it'd be a lot of fun.
Jim, a couple questions. You know, you're mentioning the Braves and stuff. What in Charlotte, who do fans root for on the professional level? I mean, who are the team? You know, is there one team? Is it the Braves or a little bit up the road, the Nationals? Or who are the teams that they root for there?
Well, the professional home team that they root for are the Braves. That's the closest team we have. It's like 5 hours away.
Okay.
It's so many transplants out here. I see Yankee caps all the time. We got a lot of New Yorkers here.
See them
we
everywhere.
Have a lot of Phillies hats.
Of course.
I see a lot of Orioles hats because of the Charlotte O's. I see some Knights hats, who is our AAA team. I see Dodger hats. I see all types of hats, but a lot of them are Braves fans only because
Braves.
We don't have a professional baseball team, and that's the closest team we have to cheer for.
Yeah.
And they're actually going to be in Smyrna, Georgia next year, so I don't know what to call them, the Smyrna Braves, the Cobb County Braves, the Georgia Braves, I don't know. So.
Yeah.
Just a quick question. What about this game in Fort Bragg? What did that do to kind of boost, your hopes?
It was great. You know, when the commissioner announced that North Carolina would be hosting a Major League Baseball team for the first time in their history, it was really exciting. A lot of people were very excited. And to have it on a military base makes it even better. It got rave reviews, and actually they're going to have Fort Bragg. It's in Fayetteville, North Carolina. They're actually going to have a minor league team there that's going to be of the Houston Astros. And the city already approved it, so they're going to build them a stadium there and get a minor league team in Fayetteville. So it really opened up a lot of doors for Fayetteville. It opened up a lot of doors for North Carolina. And even people from other states were like, wow, this is a great – North Carolina would be a great destination for a Major League Baseball team sometime in the future.
Mm. Jim, how did you settle on the nickname of Bats? And the mascot is is a flying a bat. It is a fun play on words in terms of a baseball bat and an animal. But how did you settle on that name?
Well, when we started this, we just didn't want to bring the word about Major League Baseball. So it would be kind of fun if we came up with a name and had a logo and had uniforms and hats, and that really would open up the doors because some people would say, oh, I hate that name. This is a better name, just to get the conversation going. And so there was a minor league team here from 1994 to 2004 in Greensboro, North Carolina, called the Greensboro Bats.
Okay.
And then eventually they changed their name to they're the Grasshoppers now. And so we saw
that's threatening.
Yeah, the Hoppers. Ooh, yeah, I know. So they just call them the Hoppers. They don't sound so bad. When that name was available, and, the play on words like baseball bats, and a lot of bats we have a lot of bats in North Carolina. A lot of bats are in this state and are in our state. Actually, a bat flew in my church one time during service. And everyone kept looking at me. They thought it was like some publicity stunt. I was like, that's not me. I'm deathly afraid of bats. But we just thought it was a cool name. It's a campy name. It's a fun name. And it just sounds really good together, Charlotte Bats. So we just kept with it.
Yeah, that is fun. All right. Rick Curdy, the CEO and founder of the Charlotte Bats. And Rick, you've got a website, which is charlottebats.com. You also have a Facebook page. What is that? Let's Bring MLB to Charlotte. And so, folks, you can find out all about the Charlotte Bats and how you might get involved, sign the petition, all that stuff. The petition, I guess, is on the Facebook page.
Website, too. We actually have a theme song as well. It's called Flying to a Town Near You. That's our slogan, Charlotte Bats, Flying to a Town Near You. So we have a song. Sing it. You don't want to hear me sing, but I did write it. A good friend of mine in Los Angeles sings it and produced it. So we have a little fun, campy song on there. and you can put our gifts. We have like a gift shop. You can see our uniforms, our hats, and the colors we chose are the colors of the city of Charlotte. So we just thought it would be a good tie-in with our theme. So I hope people check it out and have fun with it.
Hey, you know, this is a little far east, but, you know, south of the border might be a great place to kind of distribute some of that stuff through. I don't know.
Oh, dear God. Pedro is the mascot.
Well, I know the commissioner wanted
to go
to Mexico City at one time, so.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I got it now. We're Charlotte. We have no problem calling the Devil Rays.
I didn't, the devil. I remember when they changed the name to the Rays, and I said, "What's that Devil Rays?" Why don't you just call them the Charlotte, the Tampa Bay Stingrays? That's what it looks like
Stingrays.
To me.
Stingrays.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That was easy.
Yeah. I'm not from Charlotte. I've never been there, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind
well,
of close
you know
to
what?
Longoria and Charlotte, so.
I would imagine, Rick, if a major league team decided to relocate and the owner said, yeah, the bats, that's a nice little idea, but we're not changing the name, you probably wouldn't argue too much.
No, I would want to help there and just tell them, you know, I would like to be part of it and help them, but if they're not. The bats to us is just a concept we came up with. It's not like the name. It's just a concept we came up with, an idea, just to open up people's minds more and to get the conversation rolling. So, you know, if they call them the Charlotte Phillies or the Charlotte Indians. Oh, I'm sorry, Native Americans. We would be fine. So...
Okay.
All right. Being politically correct.
Yeah. Well. All right. We're not going there.
Oh yeah. We're not going.
Rick, thanks so much for letting us know what's going on. It's very interesting. We do know that Rob Manfred is very. Interested in expansion. Like you said, it's not really a question of if, it's a question of when that all is going to happen. I don't guess we know how many teams he's going to expand. My guess would be two. But who knows? And so we wish you guys luck there in Charlotte in getting a team, as long as it's not the Baltimore Orioles moving there.
No, I don't see him go. I don't see Peter Angelos moving to Charlotte.
I don't think so.
League affiliate city has ever taken a major league team? I mean, that being a Charlotte with a minor league affiliate of Baltimore, has that ever happened before?
Has a team ever relocated to another city, a major league baseball
to its minor league affiliate city?
Gotcha.
I'm not really sure. I don't think so. But I know our stadium, we could, I think we can expand it. And there's words that it can't or it can be, but we'll see what happens, you know. But, I mean, who thought that the Expos would move to Washington, D.C.? Who thought Washington, D.C. would get another team? This is their third time getting a team and so close to Baltimore. And I know Mr. Angelos wasn't very happy with that, but.
No, but you know what? Now he's okay with it all because it's all wrapped into the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, which he owns. So he gets profit, from both teams in terms of TV and all that stuff. So he's not complaining too much.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well for him.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's shift gears. We'll stay with baseball, but let's talk a little bit about the Baltimore Orioles, who were having a tough time, have had a tough time with the Charlotte Rays. I mean, the Tampa Bay Rays. I do kind of like that, actually, the Charlotte Rays. Anyway, they were able to salvage two out of four here over the weekend. In an unlikely way, I would say. In fact, gentlemen, you guys, we were talking about the fact that you've got Wade Miley going up against, I even forget who pitched yesterday for Tampa, but it doesn't really matter. Whenever Wade Miley pitches for the Orioles, you can expect a loss. And he actually pitched pretty well yesterday and got a no decision, but had to leave the game because of an injury, I think, what, the fifth inning, in a scoreless game. So he pitched well, and the Orioles did what they do and hit home runs and were able to pull that one out 2-1 to stay three games back of Boston. And now the Red Sox come into town tonight for a crucial four-game set. So, Jeff Coles, your thoughts on this on this upcoming series, and any thoughts you might have on the Rays as well?
Oh, this is going to be exciting. I mean, this is as a matter of fact, it's strange. I can remember back when in the 70s when these two teams were dogging it out. And it was like right on this day that they met in 77, and they were locked in a pennant race. So this brings back a lot of memories for me, And going forward, you're going to have three teams out of the American League East. They're going to be in this playoff,
likely
this year. I mean, it's a log jam at the top, and I'm just looking forward to it. The playoffs start now.
Yeah. And it's the pitching matchup the Orioles have Bundy tonight, Gausman tomorrow, who knows who on Wednesday, and then close the series with Tillman on Thursday. Our three best pitchers, obviously, going up against the Red Sox. It's in Baltimore. So that's another positive, where the Orioles play very well. And the big question mark is who's going to pitch in that third game. Will it be Ubaldo? Will it be Gallardo? It certainly won't be Wade Miley.
I hope it's Ubaldo, the way he's pitching lately.
Yeah, I'd have to say so. And Gallardo has not been pitching very well, so. Hopefully it lines up Bundy, Gausman, Jimenez, and Tillman, and that's not too bad. The chance is there for the Orioles to take three out of four, which is what they want to do, and maybe even need to do, are there. So, Philly Jeff, any thoughts on those pitchers against the Red Sox?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm now officially known as Charlotte Jeff.
No. <That's
right. laughs> The thing is, we play better against Boston than we did against Tampa.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's very, very true.
It's Boston. It'll come down, I think, to Boston's pitching, because they've got we've got a great lineup. They've got a great lineup. So I think it probably comes down to who throws the best. Who has the best stuff over the next handful of days? Well, skip the next handful of days. The next what are we into now? Basically, 2 weeks of baseball.
So we got to
make it work. I mean, we can't apologize anymore. We got to say, look, Gausman's got to do it, Bundy's got to do it, Tillman's got to do it, and whoever's left's got to do it. So let's hope we can just go take care of business with these guys and expand our lead over the others, because Toronto right now has got nothing.
Yeah, no, they're going the wrong direction. They're very bad in the month of September right now. So so that's good. The Orioles face Rick Porcello tonight. Now, Rick, obviously 20 wins and 4 losses with a 3.12 ERA. One of the best pitchers in baseball this year. And, of course, they've been talking about him as a Cy Young candidate. But here's the thing. The Orioles have played well against Porcello. In fact, his last loss, that fourth loss, was to the Baltimore Orioles. It's going to be tough. I'm looking for a low-scoring pitcher's duel tonight between Bundy and Porcello. But the Orioles can beat him, and they've shown that they have, not only this year, but in previous years, they've hit him pretty good. So, you know,
Hopefully Dunn's on tonight.
Yeah. And then tomorrow night, Kevin Gausman, who's really been pitching terrifically as of late. Actually, he's pitched well all season, but he's really been – he's really – his last four or five games, have really been good. He faces Eduardo Rodriguez, the former Oriole that was traded away in that deal to get – oh, my goodness. Was it – was it Miller? I think it was to get Andrew Miller. Two seasons ago. And Rodriguez, while he has the stuff to be a good pitcher, he's only 2-7 with a 4.98 ERA, and the Orioles hit him pretty well. So, so that's a so that looks fairly good. You know, we'll see. Then Buchholz is the next Boston pitcher, and. You know, he's been a little up and down, although he's got an ERA of just over five and a losing record. So that's a chance there, depending on who pitches against him. And then the Thursday night game is the matchup of aces between the two teams, Chris Tillman and David Price, both pitchers with 16 wins. Tillman's a little bit better than Price, 16-6 with a 3.72 ERA. Price is 16-8 with a 3.91 ERA. So that should be another. These should be four really good games. I hope. And let's hope the Orioles are able to take three out of four.
We're turning off Lifetime on the television. We're switching.
Oh, yeah.
Ball game. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't even know what the Thursday night football game is, but I don't think I'll be watching that one. I think I'll be watching the Oriole game that evening, unless I've just gotten completely disgusted with them. All right. We've only got a couple minutes left. Let's shift over to the NFL. Philadelphia Eagles play tonight. Against the Bears, right? Chicago Bears.
Correct.
Tonight. Philly Jeff, what's your preview on this game? What do you think we're going to see? Who's going to perform well? And a little prediction.
Well, it looks like the offensive line for the Bears is not strong, and we've got a Pro Bowl guy in Fletcher Cox who might be able to exploit that. And it truly will come down to two things. We have got to get to Cutler, and he is get to-able, I guess is the way you'd say it. And the danger with the Bears is what it always was. They've got that guy that there was rumor he might have come to Philadelphia, that guy Alshon Jeffries. That guy is a quality ball player, just like that guy we saw the other day, Kenny Britt. I mean, these are two guys that if you had them both on the same team, you'd be in the Super Bowl. They are phenomenal. So we can't give Cutler the chance to get it to Alshon because that guy is he's like Murderer's Row. He is that good. So, and then we've got to establish the run. I mean, Carson Wentz was fine against the Browns, but it's the Browns, and we were able to exploit that. But I mean, this game tonight, I mean, it'll come down to two things: get to Cutler and give Wentz the opportunity to do what he did last week, and then that will, if we're going to win, that's where it is.
How about Ryan Matthews?
If he can stay healthy, and that's the thing, we still need to establish some kind of run game, but we've also got the guy Morgan Barner who, if he gets loose, he can go very far, very fast. So I'm going to think positive on this game. I'm going to put it 24-20 Eagles.
Wow. Okay. So that sounds like a good game then. Jeff Bowles, the Ravens, out in Cleveland. Any idea what happened in the first quarter?
The Browns were just
the Browns, first of all, were all fired up, and the Ravens were – the offensive line was just slow off the ball. Compared to the Browns on the other side, and that hurt the run game a little bit, and then they went to the pass game, and thankfully we had that going for us a little bit, and that really helped the Ravens out. But as far as the Browns, I mean, they managed to get – I don't know. I guess they caught the Ravens flat-footed on that 185-yard run. But they kept finding an opening, McCown did, in that behind our defensive backs on the left side. And I think Jimmy Smith got manhandled one time. Did you see that on that – I think on that second touchdown play?
I don't recall.
Second touchdown pass? Looked like he just got manhandled, stiff-armed, whatever, but it was like everybody's where they're supposed to be, but nobody's executing that first half. After that, I think the Browns just got a little tired.
I think I believe that the practice squad, I think something happened. Like the bus getting from the hotel to the stadium, because I don't think the starting team, I think they were still in the hotel when the game started. I think that was the practice squad that was out there for that first quarter, and I think Harbaugh finally figured that out, and he made a phone call. The bus driver was like, I fell asleep, sorry. I got the guy here. We'll get him right over there, because
it was the end of the first half and they started waking up, but I think Harbaugh said a few things in that locker room.
Well, they played better in the second quarter. I mean, let's face it, the Browns scored 20 points in the first quarter,
mm-hmm.
and that was it, and they didn't score another point. So you're right. The defense looked lost, flat-footed, asleep, not there, whatever, in the first quarter. The offense, they weren't in sync in the first quarter either. So it was good to see them get back on track and then play like the team that we think we should be seeing out there, and obviously come back and win the game 25-24.
Dennis Pitta looked good.
He
really did. Mike Wallace, a nice compliment to the offense. Very, very much.
Our young friend Brashad Perryman has got to grow up and learn quickly in the NFL, because that one touchdown, the interception in the end zone that Joe threw up. Now, I'm not sure if it was the greatest idea to throw that ball, but as a receiver, you cannot let that defender, that cornerback, catch that ball. He was right there. All he had to do was punch the ball, but he didn't. He looked very soft on that.
You got to know when to stop being a receiver and start being a defender.
Yes, absolutely. And I trust that he'll learn it. We'll see. Right now, it's just nice to see him on the field. And he got several targets, and I think one or two receptions. So that was good to see. But you're right; still look good. The running game still is not happening, and I don't know what to say about that. But they're going to have to get their act together with the run game. All right, gentlemen, we're way out of time. In fact, they may cut us off at any second now, so we better wrap it up. Final thoughts, Jeff Coles, for this week. The Orioles and
Charlotte Ray, wasn't she in Car 54? Where are you?
I don't know, Jeff Dyer. You know that one?
I mean, I look at it this way. I got no problem at all with baseball in Charlotte, but this expansion idea, we've already got some real crap teams. And I feel bad because some of them used to be dynasty teams like the Cincinnati Reds and the, you know, the Braves. The Minnesota had their time with Kirby Puckett, but please, no more teams. If they want to do something in Charlotte, you know, relocate somebody that you know, maybe, you know, like the Rays. Nobody wants to go see the Rays, so why not put them in a city that looks like they would support them?
Well, my only thought with that, finally, is that you got 30 teams right now with three divisions. So the division isn't very good there. 32 teams with three divisions will even things out a little bit. And I don't know. We'll see. I mean, you may be right. Maybe we need to subtract some teams. You know, instead of moving the Twins, how about just getting rid of them? And maybe, you know, maybe the Braves. Well, I don't know who's. Well, no, maybe it's San Diego. I don't know who's the other. Who's the other worst team in baseball? Maybe it's
Atlanta,
the Reds.
Minnesota, Cincinnati. Yeah, and there. The White Sox ain't there. Yeah. There you go. White Sox have Chicago has one too many teams.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know, why don't we have a Premier League where, you know, if you don't play well enough, you don't get to play in it next year.
There you go.
Oh, see, yeah, British soccer's got it figured out, man. They got the up and the down. If the two best of the down go up, the worst of the up go down. I think that's the way to do it, man. Earn your keep.
Right. All right. We've heard the Eagles-Bears prediction. Next week we've got Ravens at Jacksonville. Jeff Coles, what's your prediction?
Ravens 25, Jacksonville 23.
And you like that 25, huh? All right. I'm very afraid of Jacksonville because the Ravens never play well against the Jags, and certainly not Jacksonville. I'm going to say I think it's going to be a low-scoring affair, and I'm going to hope that the Ravens can pull one out 17 to 14, Baltimore Ravens.
Actually, I like to say Baltimore 25, London 23.
London,
so they're going to move there anyway. So.
Could be the Charlotte Jaguars, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Or the Charlotte Rays.
Baltimore 3, Jacksonville 2.
Yes. All right, guys. Hey, that's it. We're way out of time. Have a great week. Enjoy the game tonight. And go Eagles, and also go Orioles. Let's try to gain some ground on the Boston Red Sox.
Yes.
Folks, that'll do it. I'm Rob McQuay. That's Jeff Coles and Philly Jeff Dyer. We want to thank Rick Curdy, who's the founder and CEO of the Charlotte Bats, and we hope that Charlotte can grab a Major League Baseball team in the near future. All right, we'll see you all next week. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to Baltimore Sports Talk here on MQFL Live on the blogtalkradio.com network. Join us again next week as we explore Baltimore sports.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Company Computer Guy.
Mr. Company Computer Guy.
You are the ruler of the RAM, the guru of the gigabyte, the monster of the memory.
Show me the way.
When we screw up the boot up, you are there. Without you, computers would megabyte. The countless hours we spend surfing the internet and accidentally stumbling upon porn sites would instead be spent working.
Working for the man.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Company Computer Guy. For it's you who keeps our logons logging and our hard drives hard.
You've got to be this more time.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.